Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, a busy night in the SSE, Electricity League Premier Division last night, and a big win for Waterford, who are top of the table there. 2-1 win at home to Cork City. The side's level when City lost Freddie Anderson to a red card. Drogheda second after a 1-0 win away to Bohemians. Champions Shelburne drew 1-1 away to Galway United, their third. And St Pat's beat Derry City 2-0. They also finished the game with 10 men following a red card to Carl Winchester. Two penalties there for Pats got them over the line. Derry second from bottom of the standings. And at the foot of the table this morning, I know it's very early days, but it's Shamrock Rovers. They lost 2-1 in the West to Sligo Rovers, and that's a huge performance for Sligo and their manager John Russell. Absolutely delighted to get the win on the board. He's been speaking to League of Ireland TV.
Yeah, brilliant performance, and we got the result as well to match it. You know, it's always a difficult game against Shamrock Rovers, and you see second half the quality of players they bring into the game. But really pleased in and out of possession tonight, especially out of possession, and that was one thing we've spoken about the last couple of games is being solid and tracking runs and getting blocks away, and really pleased with the performance.
That's John Russell. Very early days, as I said, in the season, but that is a setback for Shamrock Rovers, and of course they've had this run in Europe, this brilliant run in Europe to contend with as well. Stephen Bradley, their manager, disappointed with some of the defending from set pieces.
That's not so much the performance. They did okay considering the pitch that it is. It's not about the performance. It's about doing your job and set players. It's very, very simple. If you don't do the basics in football, you don't win football matches. And a corner kick and a free kick has cost us the game.
Yeah, Stephen Bradley there. Nottingham Forest beat Ipswich Town on penalties to qualify for the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. The sides finished 1-1 after extra time, so they'll travel to Brighton in the next round. That FA Cup this season is just wide open, isn't it? In rugby, the build-up underway to the big Six Nations showdown between Ireland and France on Saturday. So the Irish skipper Caelan Doris making good progress, we're told by the IRFU, in his bid to recover from a knee injury. Ronan Kelleher and Tadhg Furlong will be assessed during the week before a final decision is made on their fitness. The game is live on RTÉ Radio and TV, 2:15 start. Going to finish with some horse racing right now, and what a day it was for Hannah Phillips yesterday, a jockey who rode her first winner under rules at Leopardstown. Hannah is the daughter of Lucy and Mick, two former jockeys themselves, and she guided Maid on the Moon to victory in the Mayor's Handicap Hurdle. She rides the horse regularly and they have had point-to-point success together, but yesterday came as a big shock to her because the horse, which was a first reserve, only got the call to compete at 9:40 yesterday morning. The race itself was at 2:10, so she had hightailed it from Tipperary up to Dublin just in time for the big race. I'll let her take up the story. She's been speaking to Racing TV.
About 20 to 10 this morning, we got a call saying William McCleary's mare was out, that we can travel up. So we left about 10:30. So it was a tight way up, in fairness, John. He got us here and we're delighted. Yeah, look, it's really special. She's been a credit to me. Like, she's given me some brilliant experiences riding in a few graded races and listed races, which, look, I might never get the chance to do again. So it's been brilliant, and they're very good to let me stay riding her. I seem to get on well with the mare and get a good tune out of her, and she goes well. So, look, it's brilliant. I'm delighted. Dad is very well known. Come from a very racy background. Mum and Dad are both jockeys, so it was kind of bred into me, really. Absolutely love it. Started a bit later on in life, but I'm based down with Tom Keaton every day, so we're getting on well. It's going well.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant, Hannah. You can actually hear the joy in her voice, can't you? Finally, coming up after news at 8:30, Jim Gavin, chair of the Football Review Committee, joins me live in studio. The committee met last night and Jim will be here just to give us an update on the new rules for Gaelic football, which have been generating lots of debate, hasn't it?
Many will be tuning in for that. Thanks, Darren, for the moment.